Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
Hey, girl. It's me.
Hi, busy bee. Good. How are you? Oh,
my gosh. I've been so busy.
That's awesome.
Good. I sold that kite cut yesterday.
Girl, which one?
The 4-carat.
Nice.
Yes. And then my other client, Cameron Peterson, came
is
in.
That
with
the yes, the 2-carat ovals, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He is taking the night to think on both of them.
Okay.
But he's leaning heavily towards the 2-carat, that
2.0,
like one or whatever. So that's great. And I'm trying to think of anything
perfect
else going on.
You also had the radiance before you were out there with Connor.
Yep. He's going to come back by Monday to look at them again.
Perfect.
I think
okay.
He's going to go the 3-carat route.
Okay.
So yeah, so far so good. Everything's been good.
Hey. Well, good.
And after this stupid radiant, I want to be done with labs again.
I feel you, girl. At least
I know.
The kite is a cool one to deal with.
Oh, my gosh. See, and I didn't mind doing that. That was so fucking cool. So
I know.
I just
I had a feeling she would really like the newer one better because it does have, like, a better actual, like, a kite that you fly in the sky shape.
It literally was perfect proportionally. And she, like, gasped and got all, like, giddy at this
point.
So I think with any other stone. So I was really pleased.
Good.
So thank you. That one was perfect.
Of course. Awesome. Well, perfect.
So thank you. How have you been?
Good. It's been slammed around here.
Oh, I know. I feel like every single time I stop with a customer and they're out the door or bought something, so which is great. That's what you
want. I know. Well,
I don't plan to wear heels for the rest of the year. So.
Sounds about right. Well, that's why I was like, everyone's like, because tomorrow's my birthday. Everyone's like, take that Saturday.
Aww.
We have an opportunity to work 3 out of the 4 Saturdays. And I'm like, but it's like the busiest Saturday, so why would I, you know? And it's like, I do anything tonight. So,
aww,
yeah, you know.
I hope you have a great birthday. Are you going to come in?
Well, thank you. Oh, yeah, I'll be here. I'll be here 10 to 5.
Isn't it so funny how it used to be such a big deal, and as an adult, you're like, I mean, it's just like,
yeah.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Well,
I'm
you
so
know,
used
I'll
to it by now. This is my 13th Christmas here,
well,
you know, so.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm going to, my son, unfortunately, will be my mother-in-law all day and night, but I'm going to go have dinner, like, go see him. I'm going to dinner with my friends later on at night, but I'm going to bring him dinner to my mother-in-law's to sit and chill with him in between. He's 4.5. Yeah, he's
all
he's
baby.
I have a little baby. He's
a baby.
Yeah, he's got a big smile. He's something else.
Cute.
Keeps my hands full.
Oh, I was watching the news this morning. How's the weather up there? My gosh.
It's as I say in New York language, it's brick. It's cold up here. We've gotten some snow, but it's manageable for us up here. We're about a foot in right now in the last 2 weeks.
We see here.
Yeah, I think yesterday alone, as we're sitting here, I'm looking out the front window because we're on a major intersection. It's snowing, and you just see it piling in the roadways. And then the piles come out.
Like
yeah, I'm like, oh, God, I hope the roads are clean by the time I get out.
Do you drive there, or are you like a
yeah.
train gal?
No. We just have buses. We used to have a subway years ago, but they got rid of that a long time ago. But I drive.
You're going to have a snowy birthday. You're going to have a white birthday.
Oh, I know. I'm like, at least it's not a blizzard. It's going to be cold, but it's supposed to warm up a little bit than what it is today. It was 13 degrees when I left my house this morning.
Screw that. It was like 30 plus, and that's too much for me, but that's the South Carolinian in me. I'm like, it's freezing.
I know. Well, I'm like, oh, my God, it's so cold. But it's supposed to warm back up to, like, 30 tomorrow. So,
shut up, Emily. Stop. That's not warm for you to say it's going to
warm. Listen, when you deal with wind chills, it's a big difference. Like, those 15 degrees difference, it does make a difference, trust me.
Sure it does. It's just cracking me up when I talk to you as a northerner. You're like, it's going to warm up 30.
I know. Trust me, I get it. My friend in Vegas, we have a group message. And she was like, God dang, I thought 40 in Vegas was cold. Because I sent her a picture I took of the temperature in my car this morning.
I don't know if you've ever been to our building before, but
I've seen a picture.
Huge windows.
Windows, yeah.
And however it feels out, like, reflects in here, because it's just, it's really hard to keep it warm, because the heat rises.
Yeah.
I have been in my overcoat all day. I've been so
I actually have a heater under my desk, because I sit in one of the windows.
I can't. I'm in the middle of the floor. Because I flopped in the middle of the floor. I have nowhere to put it. Like, no, I don't even have a plug.
Oh, geez.
I don't even have an outlet, I don't think, but, oh, anyways. I'll keep you
updated. Yes, well, if you need anything, I'm here tomorrow. Call me.
On your birthday.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm here. We make Saturdays fun. That's the one thing, you know. We get lunch. They make it fun.
Your hours
we gamble. Out? We're 10 to 5. So it's not, I mean, it's not bad. Start late. Get out at 5, you know. Still plenty of day left.
That's good. Well, I hope you have a great birthday if I don't talk to you tomorrow.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, let everyone know that I'm here, though, okay?
I will. You know I always do.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
Bye.
Bye, girl. You get home safe.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.